I wanted to start with the numbers. Sometimes we need to know where we are speaking about, what we are speaking about. Okay, this was my assignment. I go with the numbers. Why are important the numbers? Because we have to understand if is something we have to care of, we want to care of, or doesn't matter. This is no conviction based orders in Italy. Why we should care about? Because we see it's about 6 billion of euros every year. 6 billion of euros every year as average in Italy only of no conviction based orders seats and confiscate about 2 billion of euros every year as average. Yes, maybe it's wise to care. Let's see why. What conviction, non-conviction based, the non-conviction based which are not in the directive is something more. So that is Directive 42/2014, already implemented in Italy. This is something more, something that is not there already. I don't know if ever will be in any of these directives, but it's something more. What I want to tell you about, this is an average, okay, you see in the first row, and why is only 35%? Because our statistics, more or less, says that we see it on 2009 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years later, as average, we confiscate. It took 7 years, average, from the seizing in Italian system. I know we are very slow. We are, you know that we are very slow always. It takes almost as average 7 years to go to the final sentence, appeal court, constitutional, Cassazione, constitutional court, to have the final sentence. For me, it's wonderful because after 35% after 7 years is something great. Why? Because dozens of years ago, we did nothing with that assets, and I will show you these kind of assets, you see, were completely destroyed, totally destroyed after 7-10 years, vandalized, something like that, by the owners, the previous criminal organization. So if they cannot have, they destroy. So the value at the end is zero. This is an hotel, for example. What do the judge? This is a non-conviction-based confiscation. Before the final sentence, in the middle, the judge take care. After the confiscation is final, an agency take care. The judge, what can do, can give this hotel to somebody who run it. Nobody is fired, at least only the criminals. The hotel goes on, and the same is for bars, for any kind of firm or company. Those companies who has no value are like the company that are constructing or making, for example, roads. You know, because most of the times they work because of corruption of somebody in the state, public procurement corruption. So when they cannot anymore corrupt anybody, the firm, the company, the value at the end is zero, almost zero. So the judge can run, can give somebody the order to run, under the judge umbrella, supervision, and afterwards these kind of assets are sometimes sold, sometimes not. But it's not an obligation to sell. I will come back later on. So, I told you it's six billion as average with seeds. Of course, it's nothing compared with a little part of what is the revenue of a criminal organization. It's only what is not already implemented at the European level. It's something that is not foreseen, and I will explain about that. Just go to the number, 35%, I'm happy about that. Nowadays, it was much worse. When we go abroad, do we ask abroad, are assets belonging to Italian mafia abroad? Yes, of course. I would expect a lot more than what is seized in Italy. We have evidence of that. We have wiretaping that they gave the order. We have one famous wiretaping from Calabria to Germany. The day after the wall was destroyed, 1989, he ordered, go on the other side and buy everything. Buy whatever you can, everything you can. We have very famous, another very famous from top mafia leader to another one of his association. He told, I can go on war with the state. I can do everything. I can also go to the jail. But what I cannot stand is that they seize my properties. So, let's bring everything abroad. And this is something that has many years already was. So, I expected to find more abroad in Europe, in Switzerland, in Panama, whatever, in every country all over the world, more than what we seize and confiscate in Italy. Instead, we have something like one-tenth, only half a billion, so 500 million of euro seized abroad is in 5 years, so it is something like 100 million euro every year as average. And only 9% of what is seized abroad is finally confiscated. So this shows that maybe abroad our law is not so effective, it's not so accepted, I don't know. This is up to you to decide why this problem. So in 5 years, from 2012 to 2016, we were confiscated 50 million of euros abroad. All, again, is not conviction-based, is something that is over more and goes beyond what is foreseen already in the directive 2014-42. What we see is abroad. This is abroad, huh? So this is not only, I don't know, bank accounts, but also buildings, vehicles, movable assets, and also companies. Companies. So it's not easy afterwards to manage, I understand. This is confiscated, the same 5 years, and this, we find also companies and firms abroad. Where? This is only 2016, only during last year, updated to Tuesday, 2 days ago. Yes, numbers change a little bit. But anyhow, these are the countries where no conviction-based orders enforced in Italy or asked by requested by Italy were enforced abroad. You see, there are some also some countries outside Europe, European Union, except San Marino, or and Swiss. Okay, partial. Okay, these are the assets. I don't want to waste too much time. This is directive. The previous speakers already spoke a lot about that. I want to show what is the difference. So we are speaking about what exactly? It's not there, it's not in the directive, what is it? So criminal confiscation, from my point of view, is special. We already implemented many of these council decision, also in Italy, and orders coming from abroad are enough effective, confiscation and freezing orders. We recognize the orders. What is, where is the, also the extended and based value on a convicted person, is okay, but this is the difference. Point three, preventative or preventive equivalent value, seizure and confiscation imposed on person considered a risk to society. What does it mean? Considered a risk to society. This is the difference from my point of view. What is the difference? The extended confiscation is imposed on person convicted, asset at disposal of a convicted person. This is the extended. Preventive or preventative. I found this in MLA. Is imposed on person considered a risk to society, their family, any person at direct or indirect disposal of the criminal. And of course, if subjects declare the income is disproportionate to his real economic activities, and there is evidence suggesting that the goods are of a legal origin. This is what we are speaking about. Seizure confiscation of asset of equivalent value. If a person is under this what abroad is called mafia code, Italian mafia code. Okay, is under preventive measure. We apply also confiscation and also of equivalent value. Or to all misappropriated, sided, or whatever is hided inside or abroad, and transfer of assets so to third parties in good faith. In this case, it's safe, but we go for equivalent value. Okay. How we call it, this system? Double track. Why? Double track means criminal procedure is ongoing. We don't care about criminal procedure. It's make his way. When there is a person considered a risk to society, we start another, totally another. They can go separately. Nothing is interconnected with the two. We start another proceeding, and this other proceeding can make it earlier or later, doesn't matter. We go for another, totally another proceeding. Is a something that is not affecting the person, but the property. Is a measure imposed to convicted person, but also to person considered a risk to society, and it can go also, can affect also the properties of person that has died, for example, whom this measure could be proposed. To speak something really, I brought here a request of MLA. As you can see, after I heard that it's a civil proceeding, administrative in nature, administrative proceeding. Well, do not trust me, but trust what a Swiss judge has written. And I will show later. This is starts from a Procura della Repubblica. He's a prosecutor. And he's a prosecutor applied to an ordinary tribunal. He asks to the cognizant judicial authority of the United Kingdom to implement what? To implement an order coming from a tribunal. Tribunal, civil and penal tribunal of a city, of Rome, I told you already. Okay, I can't see the names. Okay, sorry. And here it's written why. What is the request? Sorry, it's very little, so I copied again. I copied yeah, it's written here. I copied it. This is copied the same sentence which is written from here in the sentence, in the order. Previous or current social dangerousness of the person, available goods or properties available to the person, no proof about the legal source of these goods, and disproportion between what are the incomes and what are the properties, the goods of the belonging to the person. There's a lot to speak, but let me finish and then I come back with some sentences, some remarks. This is, I copied from, you see here, I brought my evidences. This is a sentenza della Corte dei Reclami Penali del Canton Ticino, Svizzera. What happened? It happened that we asked Switzerland to implement an order based on this non-conviction based special law belonging to the anti-mafia code, but not does not apply only to mafia, but applies to terrorists, to lots of criminals, dangerous criminals. Dangerous is not enough, but people that are attacking the life of the people anyhow, dangerous people, and this criminal code applies also to those who now lives, habitually lives in their life, they committed many crimes. Even many frauds, for example. And they live with the proceeds of debt crimes. So this is the difference. A risk to society is also not only the terrorist, not only the mafioso, not only those who committed crimes against person, but also those who habitually commit crime. In the previous order, these two persons, Nicola and Gina, the one who calls like my name, Nicola and Gina, they commit, it's written here in it's many pages here, this disorder. Okay, it's shown how they committed 20 crimes in 20 years of life. And they were prosecuted under prosecution for something like 10 of them, four times found guilty, other times dismissed the procedure for other problems. Okay, so this is those two were considered a person, a risk to society. In a similar case, the relatives of a person We found his assets in Switzerland. We sent the order to seize and confiscate. Switzerland implemented. The Hayes, the family of this guy, presented again another request to the Switzerland court. This is a court of reclami. Another level. Is any Swiss national? No. Okay. Anyhow. It's an appeal, okay, an appeal to this court, and the court decided. Okay, what was the complaint? The complaint was that judicial cooperation is allowed only in penal cases. Cannot be applied to this special case. And property can be confiscated only if there is a direct link with the crime. It's a proceed of a specific crime. What decided the Swiss judge? Decided that the denomination of the procedure, preventative, preventive, whatever, not conviction, whatever is the name we give to this procedure, does not matter too much, because this depends on what is the national law of the requested state. So he didn't care of the denomination. He went in detail inside the request. He wrote also that the European Court of Human Rights already, not only for Italian law, but also for UK case on drug traffic, wrote to prevent, the Italian law, the Italian system is not against the international convention or whatever, because when the final aim is to prevent the illicit use in a way dangerous to society, of possessions of properties whose lawful origin has not been established. He copied from there, then he told. And then that's why I asked, do not trust me, trust the Swiss judge. He wrote, the Italian patrimonial prevention proceeding has the feature of a penal, I repeat, penal proceeding. It's a court, it's a prosecutor, the normal court, the normal prosecutor, the normal proceeding that we apply for criminal matters, we apply also to this proceeding that we call in rem, against the property. I finish. We have a national prosecutor, national. Yes, the order, yes, the competence to coordinate the other prosecutor in anti-mafia. We have a national prosecutor, anti-mafia prosecutor. What happened a couple of years ago? He was nominated and given the authority and the competence also on anti-terrorism. Now he is procuratore nazionale anti-mafia e anti-terrorismo. Strange, because we are Italian, we have Polizia di Stato, Carabinieri, Guardia di Finanza, Guardia Forestale, Polizia Penitenziaria, local police. So many hundreds of people, nobody really in charge for something and all having the matter step on everything. So why the legislator this time was so nice? I don't know, but he was great. He gave to the anti-mafia national prosecutor also the power in Britain involved on anti-terrorism. I think that he did great, because the idea was to apply what was maybe successful against mafia also to terrorism. And specifically we are speaking always of mainly no conviction based. This is a matter of, think at the European level. In Italy, it's 6 billion of euro every year. And personally, I think that most of the criminal proceeds are brought abroad. If I'm a corrupted policeman, the first thing is where I bring my money. If I take this bribe, where I bring my money, I don't think and I'm stupid and I'm a low level. Take those great, big criminal association. They bring everything, we know, everybody knows. And the first thing, they bring abroad. So I suppose that should be 10 times more, not one tenth. Only of Italian criminals. So what wrote the Procuratore Nazionale? This is a huge report you will find in, if you are interested in the net, is an annual report of the Procuratore Nazionale Antimafia and Antiterrorismo. He wrote a lot of things, and I will point out only two of these, the last two, because I have something in that. How? I have to close, huh? Okay. Lack of adequate information on location of the assets. Yeah. Right. Mr. The Procurator, Ms. Luis Rodriguez, the previous speaker, told, okay, the same, he has written somewhere, we do not know where these criminals bring the money. Yeah, but also in one or two slides before, is written, the regulation says that we do not go for fishing. So I'm a policeman, I'm not... I'm honored to stay here, but I'm a policeman, okay? Okay, so, where is... I need a policymaker. I will fight with you, Michael, later. Two policymakers. You cannot tell something and then the opposite. You cannot wish something and wish the opposite. So I cannot go for fishing, okay? What happened? I had a request from Sicily. Please check this the property of this guy in and they listed 20 countries. Why 20 countries? For three of them, Austria, France, and Switzerland, there were something, okay. The others, why? Because we went in the computer, he went on these web pages. Okay, you want I check abroad because they went, he visited some web pages of these other countries. Because I was already complained as asset recovery office in Italy, I received a kind politically correct complaint because I was fishing everywhere. Always, I didn't wrote to the other arrows. Okay, I wrote to only three. And I wrote to my H2 and I wrote, if you don't give me something more, I cannot ask. Forgive me, but I cannot. I will not. This time, I will not. I received already many complaints. What I do, so arrow is France and Austria. Okay. Karin with Switzerland. Okay. And then I thought, let's try Interpol. Interpol, I will write, okay. Let's ask like this. Please let me know if Nicola, the criminal, came in your country, check your border records, and check if this guy ever came in your country. He's a criminal. Okay, so the first issue was I informed. Somehow they know that Nicola is a criminal. My duty had that. Then I waited. One of them answered, Kisina. Yes, this guy came in, 1 month was in Moldova, for 1 month in 2015. From that to that. Nice. The day after I wrote again, please, dear colleagues, let me know if this guy owns any property in your country. The final answer was, they answered, they were very kind, he does not own anything. Okay, this is something, I don't know if you agree with that procedure, but in the end, what is my idea that I did inform my colleagues in Europe about a criminal, I did request information, but they even don't know that this guy is a criminal. We have to find a way. it shall not be written, I cannot go for fishing, and at the same time we don't know where the criminals bring the we have to find a compromise. Yes, I know. I went more over and over. Okay, I don't tell anything about this. This is the list of links, all documents where I copied them here and there. I do not agree only on the position. When we call this specific proceeding civil or administrative, is the only thing that I feel that is not really correct. My personal idea is that the Swiss judge has pointed the real nature of this proceeding. And then the very last, why this has connection with terrorism? 2001, after terror attack in the USA, it took months to prepare, and somebody wrote $500,000. Paris, it took weeks to prepare, and or months even, and somebody counted €130,000. I have written somewhere. If you are interested, I will give you the source. The last one, I think the one who sees the lorry and in Germany and went on the people in the Christmas market, I think that he didn't had maybe €1,000, oh sorry my English, okay, he needed maybe €1,000, maybe. There are documents on the net, propaganda from ISIS. They show an average of $4,500 dollars is needed for a terror attack. Okay, I don't know. They are fast. They do not need too much money. It's totally different, but not really. But it's a lot different from ETA, Brigate Rosse, IRA, whatever we had, Rotor Melfreshot. Well, whatever we had in Europe. We need something more. We have rifle, machine gun, knives, arrows, but this is, it's up to us to decide, is this a tool or not? Do we matter or not? I think I personally prefer to have it. I don't know if it will save my life, but I think that it's better to have. Also, this other tool. We have some special legislation for terrorists, internal terrorism, which is useful. But I think that also this other tool could be really useful, personally. This is propaganda, easy propaganda. No, they have come to Rome. The two photos are really propaganda from them. The last one is a news agency, a worldwide news agency, very famous. If you Google ISIL Rome, you will find this question. Do you think ISIS could seize control over Rome? I don't know if that tool will help me or which one. But I think that somebody told to Arzakawi or the other one who decided that Rome has to be conquered, that it's easy to conquer Rome. It's very easy. Anybody can do it. Everybody can do it. Very easy. The problem is to rule Rome. That's why.
Thank you.